And I try not to get emotional when I do things like this, but it's almost impossible because it is so emotive. When you see something like that, when you see what God has done, I can't help but get emotional. And I hope it impacts you in the same way, but I hope it spurs you on to do something. And just for a few moments now, I'm just going to finish our service just by sharing a few thoughts with you, just something to leave with you, because I don't want this to be what Chris and I do. I want this to be what we all do. So I want to encourage you in something. So I want to ask a question. Do you like the aftershave I'm wearing? What did he say? Not really. That's fair enough. You probably can't tell, can you? Because you're a little bit too far away from me. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to try and find a way to get the smell of my aftershave into the congregation. So let's just wait a few moments. No, I'm not going to throw a bucket over you. So, no, I think I've done it. Just hold on just one second. Yeah, I think I've done it. Okay. In fact, probably the best people that are going to know this. Jenna and Hallie, can you do me a favour? Can you just smell your hands for me? Oh, what do they smell of? Really?
Yeah.
Do they smell of me? How's that possible? What about Daniel and Reuben? Do you want to smell your hands? Somebody's saying, what does Tim smell like? Normally not very good. Does it smell like Tim? Really? That's amazing. Did you see how I did that? That's incredible. I have cheated a little bit. I have set things up. Yeah, do you know the banner the girls were holding up earlier on? I'd soaked it in my aftershave at the ends. So when they were holding it, it was sinking into their hands. Yeah, it doesn't smell that good, does it? It's B&M Special, £3.99. If you need to strip paint, it's amazing. It works really well. That's an aside. And the instruments that the boys had, so Reuben and Daniel, the instruments you were playing, they'd been sprayed with my aftershave as well. So for weeks and weeks, you're going to smell of Tim. I'm so sorry. We were going to get you all to have your hand shaken on the front door by the welcomers with a spray of my aftershave on your hands. But we thought, in COVID times, maybe that's not the thing to do. So I have checked this out with the parents, so it was all legitimate. One other thing I just want to share with you. So have that in your mind. There's a gentleman called, and let me get this name right, get his name. Edmund Locard, and I think he might even come up on the screen in a second. He's a forensic scientist who's been known as the in the forensic world, the Sherlock Holmes of his time. And what he did, he found out that, I bet you never thought you'd hear this in church, if you burgle a house, you will leave a trace of your presence. And when you go from that house, you will take a trace of that presence with you as well. Every action, every act that you take, that you do, leaves a trace. That's the general essence of what he said. And I think it might even come up on the next. There you go. Every contact by a criminal, we will take out the criminal word, actually leaves a trace. And it's been scientifically proved. Now, I'm not referring to me passing on my scent, my aftershave. That was just an example to give you. But by our actions, by our words, we can make a huge difference. So how I act impacts you. How you act impacts me. And in the Bible, this is why I think there's so many of these phrases where it says, one another. And there's actually 59 occasions in the Bible where it says one another. Like, encourage one another, love one another. So those things that we do make a difference. As part of what we do at CAP, we act in such a way that our actions and our words make a difference, have an impact on the people we meet. But we don't just want it to be that they turn around and say to Chris or to me, oh, what nice people they are, aren't they kind? We want that to happen because we want them to feel that. But actually, we want them to go, why do you do that? Because we want them to realize that it's Jesus in us That's what we're reflecting. That's what we're showing to them. We want them to realize this is all about us pointing to why we're doing this, and that's to God. Now, sometimes it's appropriate for Chris and I to pray with people. We heard in when Maria was sharing her story, sometimes it's appropriate. We have the belief that we will never say to somebody, we're going to pray for you now. I don't think that's appropriate in our CAP appointments. So we say to them, if we feel it's right, is it okay to pray with you? So we get an opportunity to do that, but not always. So actually, if we're not doing that, or we're not sharing our faith deliberately, or really telling them about Jesus, the thing that they're going to take away is, how were we with them? How did we act? What were our words like? So our actions make a huge difference. And I want to encourage you that I want it to be the same for you as well. So it's, in one sense, it's easy for Chris and I, because in our CAP appointments, we are Christians Against Poverty. People know who we are. We've got an explanation straight away. This is why we do what we do. That might not be so easy for you in your situation. But one way we can do that is by showing people that we do these things, or we have these things, and it's the fruits of the Spirit. I would really encourage you to read this in the book of Galatians, and to have this as something that really embeds into your mind, and that you live this out. So are we people that show love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control? Are they things that people see in you and they think, actually, yeah, that's the kind of person I see? So wherever you are, whatever your situation, whether you are working, whether you're in Bentley's or you're at the Duke of Gloucester like Maria was, whether you're at home looking after the children or you're retired, whether you're a pupil in the school or a teacher in the school, you have an impact on the people that you're coming into contact with. Your trace will be left on them, just like my scent was left on the kids. The words and the actions and how you behave will make a massive difference. So can I really, really encourage you to be those people that live this out? Now, I had to take the phone call this week from from Keith Harding. Now, some of you may not be aware, but Betty Harding sadly passed away this last week. Betty Harding is very special to many, many people in this fellowship. Very, very special. We are thrilled that she's now with her Saviour. She's now with her Fred again. She's reunited. But when I took that call, I thought, that's no coincidence. I happened to be writing this as the call came in, because I was trying to think of an example of somebody that I could share with you. And there's lots of you here. But I thought God was saying, look, Betty lived this out. She was full of kindness, such a good, good person. Her prayers, the faithful prayers that lady prayed for all of you, and she prayed for her church daily. So she lived it out. She really did. What an example to each of us. But can I encourage you not only to think of the examples here, but read the Bible. Read what it says in the Bible about the best example that can ever be, Jesus himself. When he walked on this earth, that's him. What those words are is Jesus. That's how he lived his life. He even went out of his way to express those things to people. He met with people nobody else will spend any time with, and he showed them all of those things. He's the best example for us to live out and to try and follow. But just to turn it on its head a little bit, how we behave can make a big difference, because what it can do, it can lead people to want to find out about the God that we serve. But I have to be honest, it can also put people off. And I can sometimes be quite silly and a bit daft in when I'm doing things like this. Deadly serious. Our witness, how we are with people, makes a difference. So when you leave this building, how you behave can have an impact on whether people will want to find out about the God that we serve, that we love. So if you are working, how do your staff view you? What do they think of you as a boss? Do you show these things? Because that's how we should be living as a follower of Jesus. In your family, are you seen like this? In your school? In your church? Because if you can't do this and live this out here amongst our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, how are we going to manage as we walk out of this door into the world? So can I encourage you, but also challenge you to think, I want to leave a trace, and I want it to be, this is my trace. This is what I leave behind, or this is what people think of me, and am I pointing people to Jesus? Let's not be thinking, I just want people to like me. And actually, in the work that Chris and I do, that can sometimes be quite hard not to do. You're almost desperate for people to like you. And I'm a people pleaser. I want people to like me. But actually, what I should be thinking is, I want people to look at me and then look at Jesus. Almost like a reflection, like a mirror. So as they look at me, what's reflected back is Jesus. So it's not about him. It's not about you. It's about you going, this is all about him. So it's an encouragement, but it's also a challenge, because our actions can make a positive impact. It can also have a negative impact on people as well. Maria has been an inspiration to me. God first called me to help Maria. Having Maria sat in that Easter service across the aisle here, and watching her worship in complete freedom and abandonment before the God that she's just encountered, encouraged me and challenged me. Do I behave like that? Do I worship God in that freedom like Maria has done? So God has brought us together to help each other. It's not a one-way thing, it's a two-way thing. God's good like that. He will put people in your path that you can bless, but also bless you. But keep thinking about that trace. Don't think about the burglaries. Just think about the trace that you leave. If you want, you can all come to me afterwards and I'll spray some of my scent on your hands. You may never see your hand again, because it will probably just disappear under the smell. But the next time you put on your aftershave, gentlemen, ladies, when you put on your perfume, whenever you spray smellies, think on what God has said to us today. That actually our trace makes a difference. What we leave behind makes a huge difference on the people we come into contact with. We're going to close our time with just a song of worship.